This is Earth Notes. It started out as a normal February's day fishing at a large pool on the Verde River above Clarksdale for Rudolph Hoffman, until he reeled in a 17-inch-long round-tailed chub, then another and another. After cranking in several more sizable fish, he landed a 19-inch specimen, setting a new state catch-and-release record for the species. These native fish, with the scientific name Gila robusta, have lived in perennial streams and rivers in the Colorado River Basin for many millennia. They thrive in pools, eddies, and swift swirling water below rapids. But as southwestern rivers have been altered through the building of dams, water diversions, and many ecological changes, they've declined enough to be considered a candidate for the Federal Endangered Species Act. In central Arizona, though, round-tailed chub have been doing pretty well. Several high-flow years, including a number of flood events in 2008, have improved the survival rates of young chub on the Salt and Verde rivers. Populations have also been boosted by a breeding program run by the Arizona Game and Fish Department at its Bubbling Ponds Hatchery near Cornville, and by the restoration of native fish populations in Fossil Creek. An important component, too, is the catch-and-release rule in effect on the Verde River from Granite Creek all the way downstream to Horseshoe Dam. If you can't keep round-tailed chub, why bother catching them at all? Adult chubs are feisty and put up quite a fight on the line, a native challenge that many anglers love. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Tristan Klum.